Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to the best of Media Network Plus on PCJ Radio International. Today, we feature something new for you. We're not going into the archives this week. Instead, we're bringing you a feature about Radio Garifarta, which actually would translate into Radio Loony. Now, if you're thinking this is a radio station made up of politicians, you're actually quite wrong. Now, how is this radio station at an Argentinian psychiatric hospital changing the way people view mental illness? Well, Radio Garifarta, slang for loon or crazy person, airs from Hospital José Borada in Buenos Aires every Saturday afternoon. Inpatients produce and present shows discussing everything from Argentinian politics and the economy to their own mental health and treatment. Millions of Argentinians tune in and interact with the show as it goes out live, encouraging dialogue between the whole team and the outside world, which otherwise might not happen. We have this report from Daniel Pardo.
You don't cure craziness with normality. You cure craziness by letting it express itself.
What do you do if you want to share your thoughts, but there's no one around to listen? If you're a resident of El Borda Psychiatric Hospital in Buenos Aires, there's a good chance you've picked up a microphone and confided in listeners all over Argentina.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy, pero muy buenas tardes. Transmite a partir de este momento. Somos LT22, somos Radio La Garifarta en vivo y en directo desde el Hospital Monovalente José Tiburcio Borda. Estamos en el barrio de Barraca.
Under the trees, outside the hospital, you'll find the world's most remarkable radio station. Radio La Garifarta, or Loony Radio, is broadcast live every Saturday afternoon to the entire nation. The presenters are patients, past and present, forming a bridge between the world inside El Borda and the world outside.
La Garifarta, desde que estoy, es una caja de sorpresas.
La Garifarta is a box of surprises. It has this magical quality in that every Saturday, unexpected events are created and very beautiful moments live there. And this is echoed in the feedback that we get from the people who listen to it.
Lo mismo pasa con la devolución de la gente que la escucha.
No, como que la radio permite...
The radio gives the opportunity of an encounter, a meeting. And when you are inside the hospital, you are not allowed to encounter or to communicate with the people outside. That's how this radio began.
Entonces así empieza la radio.
Situated in the Barracas district of Buenos Aires, El Borda is huge. It's the largest psychiatric hospital in Argentina. The main buildings are surrounded by grass and trees. Every year, up to 1,300 patients are admitted and discharged. Around 800 patients are long-term residents. Of the La Garifarta community, many have been patients here for months or even years. El Borda is home for these folks, or at least it was, prior to La Garifarta opening up a new world of possibilities.
Cuento un poquito de la dinámica. Empezamos a armar la radio.
I will tell you a bit about how we do things. We start putting everything together. Generally, we sit over there under the trees in the shade. We put some fold-out chairs in a semicircle, and we broadcast at around 6 to 7pm. We start like any other radio programme. We do an individual introduction where everybody introduces themselves, and then we follow a running order of discussions. Now my colleagues are arriving so we can start to put everything together.
It's September 2017. It's a springtime in Argentina. The air is soft and still, and people are walking around the hospital grounds in the sunshine. Preparations are on the way for the day's broadcast. A circle of chairs is placed under the trees. It's not clear who is a patient and who isn't. This fits with La Garifarta's ethos. When the project began almost 30 years ago, the idea was to challenge our conceptions of what is normal and what is abnormal. The name was part of that. Radio La Garifarta means loony radio. By giving the station a name that might otherwise be deemed offensive, the Colifatos, as the volunteers describe themselves, are reclaiming ownership of the word and removing its power to offend. Founder Alfredo Olivera wanted to connect the world inside and outside the hospital. While part of this connection happens on air, part happens in person. Julio Rivera is one of La Colifata's most familiar voices. He's been around since the very first program. Julio is tall and thin, with bright, watchful eyes. He's 50 years old, but he's been struggling with back problems, and he's walking with difficulty. Today, he tells us, he feels older than his years.
Yo no estoy más. Yo vengo los sábados nada más. Yo estuve internado acá.
I only come in on Saturdays. I've been sectioned here before. I spent almost a year living here, and then I left. But outside, I had some problems with my ex-family. While I was in here, they sold my house, and I spent 3.5 years living in the streets. Then I met the radio, and they become my family.
Después conocí la radio, y la radio fue mi familia.
La Colifata's first broadcast was on Julio's birthday. So it's an easy anniversary for him to remember. Each week, he's in charge of the visit section. He approaches visitors with the microphone and encourages them to be part of the show. This creates a dialogue between the patients and visitors, but each program contains much, much more. Propped up on a nearby wall, there's a whiteboard with the running order on it. Julio talks us through.
Bueno, esto es la grilla de programación. Estos son los programas.
Well, this is the running order. There are segments that we cover every Saturday. This is the email address that people can connect with us. We also have Facebook, Twitter and Skype, where you can listen live everything that happens here on Saturdays. And then this is our frequency. It's LT22 Radio La Califata, 100.3 FM. You can hear that in our area.
Can I interrupt this moment to tell you a poem? If in the last moment of my life, an angel descended from the sky and made me choose between eternal life or one more minute by your side, I would choose to be with you, because eternal life without you means nothing to me. My name is José Héctor Bandeo, the Utopian. I will quickly tell you why I am the Utopian. One day, when I was living here in the hospital, I sent a message to my youngest daughter. The message said, "I want to tell you that I love you a lot." And she replied that she loved me too. And I said, "Thank you. That means a lot to a crazy old man like me." She then replied, "Dad, you don't have to thank me for my love, and you're not crazy. You are a utopian."
Mira.
Así que dije, bueno.
Un gusto, José. Claro, un placer.
Today, La Colifata staff, Camila and Victoria, operate the recording equipment. At 2 p.m., the broadcast begins.
LT22, La Colifata, rompiendo muros.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy, pero muy buenas tardes. Transmite a partir de este momento. Somos LT22, somos Radio La Colifata en vivo y en directo.
Colifata has its own FM station, and edited versions of the program are played on mainstream radio all over Argentina and Latin America. The show is heard by an estimated 12 million people every week.
Buenas tardes, buenos días, buenas noches.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Hugo López, and I'm here to ask you something. To make a little request, come visit us to the high parts of the south, to the oasis in the middle of the concrete jungle, La Colifata, in Ramon Carrillo 375, Saturdays from 2 until 6:45. We get 20 visitors every Saturday and 1,000 per year. Don't forget about it. Just bring a smile, a little dose of friendship, and a mountain of affection, and you will receive much more than what you bring. Help us to get rid of all the mental hospitals of the world. Come, don't forget about it.
Vení, no, no, No te olvides.
Ever is Bolivian. He's been a patient of El Borda for 30 years. Each week, he presents the Bolivian Minute, in which he sings songs and recites poetry in his native Quechua language. Camila and Victoria cue some Bolivian music, and Ever transports the listeners into a world that only he understands.
Presentar momento boliviano para todos los bolivianos. Presentar momento boliviano para todos los bolivianos. Presentar momento boliviano para todos los bolivianos. Atención, atención, presentar el momento boliviano para todos los bolivianos. Ellos vinieron.
Que es el dispositivo abierto de los días sábados, digamos, la Colifata Radio.
Laura Govet.
Ahí hay un lugar en donde es...
This open device that we have on Saturdays, La Colifata Radio, it's a space of live transmission. Whoever comes and takes a microphone can talk about whatever they want to talk about. It can be about themselves or about anything else they want to share and express. This is where live radio gives space to the unpredictable.
Hay algo del acontecimiento que no es previsible.
Bueno, buenas tardes, queridos Colifatos, le habla el Vasquito. Feliz primavera para todos, pero yo estoy amargado.
Good afternoon, my dear Colifatos. This is El Vasquito speaking to you. Happy spring to all of you, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy with the food they give us here at the hospital. We are tired of writing notes and notes asking, please, can we get some vinegar, oil and salt? It's essential for a salad, not dry, like they serve it to us now. On top of that, today they gave us some burgers, as small as a religious wafer, and they were burnt. That is disgusting. Next time, we're going to keep our dinner plates in the fridge and we will take it to the nutritionist to see if they can eat it. We were trying to pierce them with a fork and they cracked. It was disgusting. Not even Bandido the dog or Corbata would eat it. Gracias. El Vasco has spoken.
Les habló el Vasco.
De las personas que ya vienen participando de la...
I think that for the people who have been at the radio station for a number of years, the microphone's something that's completely natural. They just use it as a tool to express their feelings, their experiences, and what they feel in the moment.
And now, I would like to invite anybody with a song, a poem, or a rhyme to share this for our friends at home. Particularly our friends in Mexico.
Yo. Esta gente dice que se agrede que te quiero. Compropongo, pongo.
Dale, tírate la base. De mi campo sale a isla como oro, mi soy el maestro que jugué peso siento historia como mi porrón sin ron and roll. Pico tú me mate en el jarrón del ron, raja el morrón, ron. Con el sistema zurrón que no hay error, perro, descaguarro. Para que nunca pese como roca y kilo, doble filo, sacando un cargamento doble hacia México, dilo. Vico, aquí el sexto pa'l otro pa'l argentino.
The presenters invite the outside in. As well as offering outsiders a new perspective on mental health, the ability to communicate and to be heard has been a vital part of the recovery process of participants. Laura is a psychologist and coordinates workshops with former patients and outpatients for La Colifata.
No se propone como terapéutica en el punto de decir hacemos terapia.
The radio itself is not proposed as a therapeutic method. It's true, though, that the people that participate in it experience good feelings, social bonding, a possibility to express themselves, and mainly the ability to be heard. Because of that, La Colifata Radio often gets described as therapeutic by the people who take part in it and those who experience it.
Por las propias personas que lo vivencian, así.
Gracias, bienvenido.
Esteban.
Buenas tardes, colifatas y colifatos.
Good afternoon, colifatos and colifatas. It is an honor to be here with you. You are my family, and I love you with all my heart, and I want to wish you a very happy Saturday. Now, I would like to sing a song if you allow me to. Oh, okay, maybe later.
Victoria Noguera is a psychologist, and she coordinates the Saturday programs of La Colifata. Their approach conflicted with what she'd studied and made her look at mental health treatment in a new light.
Y a mí, la verdad que para mí ha sido muy gratificante trabajar acá.
For me, it's been a very gratifying experience to work here. I came from a very different background. I worked in a clinical environment where patients would come in for help in a moment of crisis, and then they would leave without any support or resources. I was always thinking about how we could do things better. And when I got here, I found a place where people could come and form social bonds that could be maintained on the outside. But mainly, people found friends. The majority of the patients here suffer from loneliness, but I've seen a lot of people able to leave the hospital thanks to the things that have happened here at the radio.
Las cosas que sucedieron acá en la radio, ¿no?
Hola, ¿cómo andan, queridos colifatos? Ahora vamos a seguir enganchado en la web.
Hello, my dear colifatos. Please keep tuned to this wave of super positivity. We know many times you can find yourself lonely, but on these occasions you won't be, because we will accidentally get inside your brains, and that way you won't be lonely anymore. For example, now we will perform a round of applause for whoever is lonely, so it doesn't feel like that alone anymore.
En realidad, para una persona que transita la...
For a person who is experiencing madness, life is difficult because you have to fight against the parameters of normality. And I use quotation marks here because I don't know what normality means. Psychologists don't have a clear idea of how madness actually feels, unless you're lucky enough to find a psychologist who is crazy too. Only then will they understand.
Algún psicólogo loco que entonces sí sabe que es locura, ¿no?
Y por la comunicación.
The main mental health problems are related to communication, the way you communicate with your own mind, your family, and with society. So, if you're communicating, you're healing yourself.
Victoria believes that this could have broader implications.
In Argentina, there are still some hospitals where people get sectioned for life, and that's something that shouldn't happen. You think of being sectioned for a short period of time, but after that, the person should go back to the community. For a number of social reasons, that is not always possible. Our idea is to develop different tools and devices to help and support people once they are outside of a hospital.
And the impact can be felt more widely than in Argentina alone. Psychiatric facilities in other countries such as Chile, Germany, Spain and Uruguay have developed similar programs in more recent years.
We've recently been in Russia, in an international radio event with all the radio stations that had taken the same initiative of La Colifata. It's also gone to Mexico, Brazil, Portugal, Canada, Russia, and others. Those radio stations that took the same initiative, they're doing well and helping people inside mental hospitals.
I'm Daniel Pardo, BBC Mundo's correspondent in Argentina. And we're here in Buenos Aires for the BBC World Service to share the story of the world's most remarkable radio station.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Muy, pero muy buenas tardes. Transmite a partir de este momento.
Radio La Colifata is the first radio station in the world to broadcast from inside the walls of a psychiatric hospital. It was founded by psychologist Alfredo Olivera. He came up with the idea in 1990, when he was a student volunteer at the hospital and a radio station asked him to answer questions from callers about the mentally ill. He decided that it was better to record patients' responses to the questions to let them answer for themselves.
I started going to the Borda Hospital in 1990. The hospital is very old. It's the biggest one in Argentina. At the beginning of the 90s, a lot of people had been there for more than 10 years. They were isolated from society. In that context, I thought the radio might be a good tool to make a leap across the wall and put two realities which have been artificially divided into contact.
Dos realidades artificialmente divididas.
2 years later, life programs began. This was a window into life inside a psychiatric hospital. Alfredo discovered that for some patients, this was the first contact they'd had with the outside world.
La libertad no pasa por estar adentro o afuera, pasa por adentro de uno. La libertad está dentro de uno. Si no está dentro de uno, no está en ningún lado, ni afuera, ni adentro, ni en el aire, ni en la calle, ni en ningún lado.
La gente se acerca desde las ganas.
People come out of a need to speak, and crucially to be heard, from the point of view from which they see the world. Our job is to open up that space, to understand these people's lives, and to create conditions for that to be communicated to others. From the outset, our way of doing radio was different from more traditional ways of doing radio.
Today, Alfredo is in his early 50s. He now lives in France, but he returns to Buenos Aires as often as possible. He's still incredibly involved with La Colifata. For him, it's part of who he is.
I don't think it's very interesting to exactly reproduce mainstream radio. What is more interesting is the contact with others and the surprise elements of these meetings and of what is unpredictable and spontaneous.
A long-held dream of Alfredo's was to transfer the success of La Colifata to the world outside the hospital gates. This would expand the audience and expand the opportunities of those who'd left the hospital, providing jobs and a community on the outside. Conversations began to focus around a possible TV program.
Bueno, mi nombre es Laura Gobet. Soy psicóloga y entré en la Colifata.
My name is Laura Gobet. I'm a psychologist and I started participating in La Colifata when I was still a student in around 1999. I began in a sort of internship from uni and I couldn't leave. Because here, I discovered that you can work and tackle human suffering in different ways than the ones you were normally taught in an academic environment.
It's a Friday evening, and we're in a tree-lined suburb of Buenos Aires. In an upstairs apartment in an otherwise unremarkable street, big ideas are taking shape.
El espacio que actualmente estoy coordinando de Colifata TV.
I'm actually coordinating the creation of a new iteration of La Colifata, which could go on TV. It has a goal of creating a space of encounter to allow the deliberation of subjects that affect every one of us.
Laura is holding a meeting with former Colifatos about the proposed TV program.
I like Colifata Filosofia.
Why is that?
Because it's like philosophizing in a Colifata style, exchanging opinions, interrupting each other, where everyone speaks from their own point of view.
One of the key concerns is about challenging preconceptions and prejudice.
What would you like to name this new space?
Well, I think that to philosophize is too complex for me, because I don't have the proper preparation for it. I like to debate about everything. For example, I think that if you eat well and keep healthy relations, you don't need to take any pills. Another thing, if you have a headache and you take a pill, how does the pill go directly to the headache? You take it? Digest it, and what, it's suddenly up there?
August of this year, Colifata Filosa premiered. Filosa means sharp. The program is on Canal Encuentro, which is part of Argentina's public service broadcaster. The former Colifatos are back sitting in the sunshine at El Borda, but this time it's just for the day as they film an episode of their new series.
Hoy, Colifata Filosa, las palabras. ¿Los hombres inventaron las palabras o las palabras inventaron a los hombres?
This represents a new life for them. It's a life and a job that still connects with their past. They're continuing to share their experiences with a worldwide audience to break down the divide between what it's deemed normal and what isn't.
Mi nombre es Fernando Ferrari, me dicen Fefo.
My name is Fernando Ferrari. People call me Fefo. I have been with La Colifata for several years, but lately I'm not going as much as I used to go. I'm no longer very Colifato, but that is a positive thing, because La Colifata helps you to leave the hospital, and sometimes you end up leaving the radio as well. It is like being a graduate, but the truth is that you will always be a Colifato, and you end up taking part in activities like the one we're doing now, and it's nice to feel you're a Colifato still.
Y es lindo seguir sintiéndose Colifato.
Analia, le echa aquí, no lo forces más, Analia, por favor, echa aquí, Analia.
And that's all we have time for on this edition of Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, have any story ideas, suggestions, or anything else, do let us know. PCJmedia@gmail.com. On behalf of the whole team, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you all, saying so long, take care, 73 and 88 to the ladies.